While some of the 6 million annual visitors to the Grand Canyon like to unplug while they're at the park, many have complained about the poor cell service. It's also a problem for first responders, business owners, and teachers trying to do their jobs on the north and south rims of the park. The plan evaluates the impacts of 5 additional telecommunications towers. Park officials also propose installing small cell technology at popular visitor sites, microwave antennas, and fiber optic cable to link the park to the broader wireless network. The public has until January 6th to comment on the plan. If approved, the plan would still have to pass an environmental assessment. Laurel Morales, KJZZ News, Flagstaff.
Areas of Grand Canyon National Park can be a bit shaky when it comes to telecommunication, and as appealing as it can be to sometimes be freed from your smartphone, not being able to connect in a pinch could be troublesome. That, in part, has led to the National Park Service coming up with a plan to add 5 telecommunications towers to the park, and a public comment period on it opened yesterday. I spoke with Ellie Berkey, Environmental Protection Specialist at Grand Canyon National Park, to learn more. We started by talking about the need to improve communications capabilities.
We've heard both from NPS operations, our park partners, and also from visitors who have had emergencies come up where they can't contact their own family members, if their parties got separated near dusk, or who have a car breakdown along Highway 67 on the North Rim and can't access those emergency services. And so broadly speaking, we're looking at how to address those deficiencies, but the Park Service normally does not provide those services. We're not a utility company. And instead, we often are responding to telecommunication companies that provide those services who are interested in providing them. And so this plan that we've developed really looks at if we're going to have this type of infrastructure, if we're going to, if we know that we need these services, where would this infrastructure be appropriate, or where could it be appropriate, and how could we minimize impacts to park resources to the greatest extent possible? And so we're trying to take a proactive look at where that infrastructure could be sited in the park that minimizes impacts to resources such as wildlife, such as soundscapes, such as scenic resources, cultural resources, things like that.
We know that there was a huge winter storm just a few days ago, and that can affect things as well. Can you talk about how important that sort of in-park communication is?
It's critical. But we do, I mean, I will say we have a existing two-way communications network within the park. So there are 5 existing telecommunication towers that are for NPS radio operations, and those are critical, and they operate pretty well. I think we're happy and content with how that those operations in the park, but that is only our communications between park staff. That's not something where the public can access our communications. And so that's partly the need for looking at how people who are not NPS employees can still communicate with and access those resources.
Now, certainly when public comment is available, I mean, we know that you want to hear from different people, so that's why there's a public comment period. And you're offering several ways for people to be able to do that. Do you expect to get a very large response, and do you expect it to be a very passionate response?
You know, I really don't know what to expect. I think, you know, this is the second phase of our planning process where we're going out to the public for comments. And so we went out for what's called public scoping in July and August this year. And we received about 61, 62 public comments, pieces of correspondence. And that certainly demonstrated an interest in this planning process. And so I anticipate that we would receive the same, if not more, interest just because we're at a more we're at that second phase. You know, we've now developed the plan. There's more information out there for the public to look at and comment on. And so I'm hoping that we'll get some good interest in this.
Ellie, do you know yet what the process would encompass after January 6th? I mean, is there a time frame, or is it just about getting this right?
I would say both. I think it's really important that when we look at this type of infrastructure, and we look at new infrastructure within any within Grand Canyon National Park, it's important that we get it right. And I would also say that we are looking to also make a decision sometime in early 2020. I will also say that this plan is really a precursor to our review of future applications for this type of infrastructure. So this plan is not going to directly build anything. There's no specific site where we know, yep, that's X marks the spot, that's where something is going to go. This is really our way of trying to develop some guidance to inform those future reviews. And so as we move forward in that process, that's when we'll really be making the hard decisions. And hopefully we'll get it right. Hopefully we'll set up some good framework to lead us forward, but we'll certainly have our work cut out for us in the coming years.
And as you mentioned, this was not a first step per se. It's early on, though, but it's not a first step. Is there an example that Grand Canyon National Park can look to? You know, we always talk about best practices. Are there other ideas out there that maybe the Grand Canyon can borrow from?
I think certainly we are aware of other parks and the reviews that they're doing on telecommunications applications and processes. And we have looked at those and tried to develop some guidance based on what we've heard works well at other units within the national park system. That said, a lot of what we have looked at is really Grand Canyon specific and really a guide to what we think can work here within this geography, within this topography, and the resources that we are responsible for protecting.
Ellie Berkey is Environmental Protection Specialist at Grand Canyon National Park. The public comment period ends at midnight on January 6th.